Jasmine Zhuang is the daughter of Taiwanese immigrants. She's a junior at Yale. She joins us by Skype from her dorm. Jasmine, you didn't check the Asian box, but your name is obviously Asian, and you wrote your college essay about being Asian, so this wasn't to improve your odds. What was your goal? Why didn't you check the box?
I don't think I was really fooling anyone. I knew that there weren't too many advantages to me not checking the box, but I had heard about this higher standard that Asians are expected to achieve, and I think I didn't check the box more so as a symbolic act rather than actually trying to achieve like a higher possibility of admission.
Yeah, and tell us a little bit about the feelings behind that.
I think I was definitely angry to some extent. I don't think college admission should be based on race at all, and I felt like they were projecting kind of stereotypes on me just because I was part of a group instead of really considering me as an individual.
Well, what do you think of the school's claims that they do that, that they actually take a holistic approach to admissions, and in fact, they want to look at more than just test scores and grades, and so their feeling is that they are taking a more holistic approach?
I think there's certain unconscious biases that they're probably in their minds when they're reading these applications.
Of course, we know all Asian American kids don't have, you know, the perfect scores. But there are definitely higher scores, and some are attributing that to the fact that many of these kids are the children of immigrants. Immigrants tend to push their kids more. And we, of course, know the tiger mother who wrote that book that was so controversial. She wrote, "Chinese parents can order their kids to get straight A's. American parents can only ask them to do their best." But so in that context, did you feel pressure as a child of Taiwanese immigrants to do better?
I think at a young age, they really pushed me to excel and really pushed me to value my education and my extracurriculars. But I think by the time I got to high school, they had a much more chill approach and they really trusted me to do my own work and to be able to excel on my own. And I'm not sure how much of that has to do with me being the child of immigrants. I think that definitely has something to do with it. Me wanting to make sure that I was more successful than the last generation because they had given up so much to come to this country.
Yeah. And just one last question before we let you go, Jasmine. As you've said, your not checking the Asian box was more of a symbolic gesture. We're also hearing of kids who feel very uncomfortable about not checking the box. One girl who was mixed race said, "It would feel as if a school was only accepting half of me."
I feel like people who maybe check boxes of certain races or didn't check boxes at all, sometimes it makes them doubt the validity of why they got in. And that's something that might hang over their heads for several years. Just not knowing whether you got in or didn't get in because of whether you checked a race box or not.
Jasmine Zhuang, junior at Yale University, on Skype there from her room. Jasmine, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.
And let's close out this subject with Ouyang Poon. Her parents are from Hong Kong. She grew up in Boston and is now doing postdoctoral work on racial inequalities in education at UCLA. Ouyang, you say that if these Ivy League schools are discriminating, they're doing a lousy job. Why?
What was the incoming class at Harvard? Something like 16-17% Asian American?
Yes, that's about it.
Yeah, I mean that's a pretty high percentage to be discriminating. However, I do want to note that I wonder how many of that 16-17% of Harvard's incoming class are those Asian Americans coming from low-income backgrounds, refugee backgrounds.
California state schools instituted race-blind admissions in the 90s, and the number of Asians accepted jumped from 20% to 40% at UC Berkeley. So you say, look at the high percentage at Harvard, but what might it be double if they didn't consider race?
It's very difficult to know because we're not quite sure what Harvard is valuing in their schema, their plan and process of selection. However, I think a lot of times people think that these processes are kind of willy-nilly, but my experiences as an admissions reader has been that it's very strict in terms of common criteria and value of how students are examined and reviewed in a very holistic and fair way.
So, we should mention that you have been part of this process. You were a reader at UC Davis, meaning that you read the applications, and you are saying that you saw firsthand that it was sort of a holistic process. It didn't feel discriminatory. I'm wondering, is there something that perhaps Asian American families should be thinking of? I mean, perhaps a school can get one too many applications with perfect test scores and a child who is, you know, plays the violin perfectly. I know that's a stereotype, but that's sort of what this is about.
Right. What was very shocking to me as a reader was that Asian American students, particularly more middle class Asian Americans, had very similar profiles to each other, and it set me on my research path and agenda in terms of wanting to understand how does this very similar profile come about, and what I've concluded has been that it's very much informed by an immigrant experience and fears of discrimination in the United States. They want to push their children much harder because they recognize discrimination in society. And so my message to probably parents would be that they're thinking too hard in terms of like what exactly will get their child in, rather than trying to really support and challenge their children to pursue their natural talents and passions. And so I think that would probably diversify their portfolios a lot more. But I cannot blame the parents for pushing their children in a certain way because they've seen so-and-so's kid did this to get into this university. Mm-hmm. But they're, again, their views of what they need to do and the institutions that are available to them are very limited. And excellent colleges like Amherst College and Williams College, Bates College, Colby College, Bowdoin, Middlebury, you know, these are colleges that a lot of Asian American immigrant communities don't really know about, nor do they apply to, but they're just as excellent as the Ivy Leagues.
And by the way, we have to remember that a lot of the restrictions on Asian immigration to the U.S. only were loosened in the 60s. I mean, this is a recent wave in many cases of immigrants, and you're saying,
right,
you know, think outside the box of what you thought was the path to education and see your child, maybe you see your child more holistically.
That's true.
Ouyan Poon, her parents are from Hong Kong. She grew up in Boston and is now doing postdoctoral work on racial inequalities in education at UCLA. So, Ouyan, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.